Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Auckland Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. Here's a song to open our programme today, which I wrote in 2011 for my youngest son when he became a dad for the first time. It's entitled Geordie Lullaby, and it outlines all the things he would one day be able to do with his young son in the future. But it also reminds him to enjoy every single moment of his child, just as he is in the present. This is Geordie Lullaby.
I'll show you foxes in the twilight, and sparrowhawks at play, and twinkling stars and moonbeams that vanish come the day. We'll look out for a rainbow, for flowers and butterflies, and bring a whole new world of colour to your eyes. I know just the place to see a stag up by the rising sun, with heights to spy on swans and coots and days of summer fun. We'll walk down to the dockyards, see ships sail on the tide, and blow some dandelion parachutes to help us tell the time. We'll make a snowman or an igloo when feathery snow falls deep, and then we could go sledging up by the old pit heap. When you tire of snow angels or your fingers get too numb, then I will put you on my shoulders and carry you back home. We could go down to colour coats, explore the caves and pools, play football on the long sands, teach you the offside rule. Put monkey's blood on ice cream and we'll buy some candy floss, and keep a careful eye on you. I wouldn't want you to get lost. Wrestling, I'll sometimes let you win. When you put me in a headlock, I'll shout out, I give in. But all these are our future, and your life has just begun. So let's enjoy each single minute, our precious little son. So let's enjoy each single minute, Daniel.
Now, I made myself a promise this year when working on my Mothering Sunday programme in March that I would also do a programme for dads when Father's Day came around, in order to recognise the important role they play in their children's lives. I realise that there are some people with painful memories because their father was not the best example he could have been. But today's programme is to say a well done to all fathers, past or present, who have done well. I have observed many tremendous examples of fatherhood where I live. I'm hoping the programme also might encourage some fathers and grandfathers as they continue to make a positive contribution to their children's lives. There are fathers whose songs of joy and pride can be heard long after they've passed on. Here's Charlie Lansbury singing My Father Used to Sing.
My father was a common man, if there is such a thing. An ordinary common man, till he began to sing. It felt like angels gathered round to listen to each gentle sound. My father used to sing. My father used to sing. Oh, how I love the memory. And if I close my eyes and dream, my father sings to me. He sang of love, and everyone saw something of his heart. And for a while the worries that beset them would depart, and silence fell on angry men, and hardened eyes turned misty when my father used to sing. My father used to sing. Oh, how I love the memory. And if I close my eyes and dream, my father sings to me. Father had the gift of song and gave his gift to me. I've had such blessings from that gift. I only wish that he could see the pleasure and the joy God's given to the little boy whose father used to sing. My father used to sing.
I read these words recently. We live in a day and in a culture that tries to minimize fathers. Turn on many of the popular sitcoms on television today, and the father is often viewed as the comic relief of the show. Dad is just there, but not involved with the things of the family. This depiction is sometimes funny on television, but oh so sad if this is the case in real life. You know, fathers have such an important part to play in the physical, mental, and spiritual development of their children. They're important as role models for their children. It's a huge responsibility. I know of a story where a little boy was once taken to the doctor by his mother because the boy had developed a limp. The doctor was puzzled and invited the woman and her son to go back in a week's time. This time, the father accompanied the boy, and the doctor knew immediately the reason for the boy's limp as soon as they entered the room. You see, the father was a miner who had lost his leg. His son simply wanted to be like him, so he copied his daddy's limp. Here's a song by Merle Haggard called I Still Can't Say Goodbye.
When I was young, my dad would say, come on, son, let's go out and play. Seems like only yesterday. When I was all by myself, I'd climb up the closet shelf, find his hat, fix the brim, pretending I'm No matter how hard I try, no matter how many tears I cry, no matter how many years go by, I still can't say goodbye. Good care of Mom and me. We all cut down the Christmas tree. He always had some time for me. Wind blows through the trees. Street lights, they still shine bright. Most things are still the same, but I miss my dad tonight. I walk by Salvation Army store, saw a hat like my daddy wore. Tried it on and fixed the brim. Still trying to be like him. No matter how hard I try, no matter how many tears I cry, no matter how many years go by, I still can't say goodbye.
Our next piece of music addresses those words we've wished we'd said to a parent, but never got the chance to do so. But even if words are too late to be actually said out loud, we can still pour our hearts out in a letter to release the heartache. If the parent is still living, then perhaps a reconciling letter, a phone call or a visit might just be the right move forward to healing and reconciliation. I wonder if you remember Mike and the Mechanics. Or were they before your time? Here we have a well-known hit of theirs called The Living Years.
Every generation blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. Know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say,
say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can
hear so as well as you hear.
It's too late.
It's too late.
When we die.
Oh, when we die.
To
see eye to eye.
didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. Think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. So say, say, say it loud.
In his late teens, singer-songwriter Phil Spector was inspired to write this next song, which is called To Know, Know, Know Him, now classed as a golden oldie, of course. It was based on an epitaph written on his father's tombstone, which read, "To have known him was to have loved him." His father Ben, you see, had been a steelworker. He'd committed suicide 9 years earlier, when Phil was only 9 years old. This song is a lovely tribute by a son for his father, sung here by the Teddy Bears. The Bible tells us we must be like our Father in heaven. God's love as a father to us as children is endless, something we can try to emulate. We are his children and we're so precious to him. The Bible tells us words that God spoke to the prophet Jeremiah. He said, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart." And both Matthew and Luke report words of Jesus who told us that God's love was so great that the very hairs on our heads have been counted. Sometimes it's just a case of believing and accepting the fact that God loves us. Let's listen to the song he's singing over us right now. It's called The Father's Song by Matt Redman.
I have heard so many songs, listen to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Hell. heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. You are singing over me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me, the Father's song. I have heard so many songs, listened to a thousand tongues, but there is one that sounds above them all, sounds above them all. The Father's song, the Father's love, you sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody, the Creator's symphony. You are singing over me, the Father's song. Heaven's perfect mystery, the King of Love has sent for me. And now you're singing over me.
So what makes an amazing dad? Let's hear from one schoolchild in particular. Her name is Ellie, and she was chatting to me during a messy church session recently about what makes dad so special. I didn't realise at the time that her dad had just been diagnosed that weekend with MS, and the illness had just been explained to her. She's only 4, and you can just hear her voice over the din. Ellie, can you tell me why your dad is so special?
Because he loves me so much, uh-huh. And he's got MS.
Oh, is he poorly? And do you look after him? Why do you look after him?
Because he's so sore, and he's got tingly legs, tingly feet, tingly hands. And yesterday, it wasn't there, but now it came back.
It's back. And do you pray for him and give him cuddles? And you love your dad very much? Well, this is giving you a chance to say so. Say, I love you, Dad.
I love you, Dad.
Thank you, Ellie. He loves me, she said. I love him. Love seems to be the essential ingredient, doesn't it, in being a successful parent. It's the tie that binds. Love never fails. So let's pray for all dads today, that God will help them to be the kind of father he needs them to be. And let's also pray this day for all fathers who, like Ellie's dad, are very poorly at this time. And so this final song today encourages us to seize the day, seize every moment, and begin making those memories. A very happy Father's Day to you. We're going to have our final song now, which is Making Memories, sung by Mike Grayson. Bye for now.
Never wanna be too busy. I never wanna be too proud. I never wanna make excuses for never being around. And I wanna make time. I wanna make time. I wanna make time for making memories. I never want my son to resent me, despise the dreams I chase. I never want my promises found empty. See disappointment in his face.